So after the first period, what is said in the room?
Well, that was our first period like that. But we've been, I know we've given up goals at the end, but we've been good in the first, good, solid, and we have five road games, right? So we just talked about how a team gets from having a period like that when everybody's off, right? So you know that your prep wasn't right. There's a bunch of reasons it could be. We'll try to figure that out before we come in on the road again. But how do you get out of it, right? First three strides have to be different. Get a little bit more physical, just run your route. So all the basic things, and then look at it as an opportunity instead of yelling and screaming, because you know you're going to have that. We got to figure out how to get out of it, and they did a pretty good job. Well, they did a great job of it.
Everybody off except maybe your goalie.
Yeah, right on. He had to be big in the first especially, and then I think we squeezed it pretty good to the point that he had to make a couple more saves, but he wasn't asked to do too much.
Ehlers gets that goal to cut the deficit in half, right? Kind of all of a sudden probably a little bit more belief on the bench.
Yeah, like the bench was right, so we've had some pretty good comebacks here this year, so they're believing. But you know, when you can cut it in half like that in the second period, you got you're feeling strong going into the third, and we get some really good offensive zone shifts in there. I thought Kopp's line and Roslovic's line were the two that kind of turned the tables for us and got us playing down in their end.
If you can just expand on that, maybe just more on the Andrew Kopp trio tonight and what they were able to do.
Well, they were like everybody else in the first, but those two kids on the wings, when they skate, they're dynamic, right? They and if you're protecting a two-goal lead and you got guys that can skate like that, you always give them a little bit more ice, and then that's kind of all they needed to get it going.
You play again tomorrow, so do you kind of, you know, leave this alone, or do you look at that first and say, hey, we got to learn from that and point something out?
We'll look at it on video where I think we got it back, like our forecheck and our offensive zone play without the puck. So when we were in their end but we didn't have the puck, that's where things started going, because we started hunting some pucks down and our effort got a lot better. You know, our power play will be the place that we show some video that may not be flattering.
Yeah, what was happening there?
I don't know. It's been good, to be honest with you. I think it was just a more extreme version of the whole first period, right? We weren't moving. Like, we weren't moving at all. And it looked tough on our power play. And then we got moving better and scored a goal on it and turned out to be a good thing.
That seemed to give everybody energy. Right away, the couple more chances after that.
Right. And a two-goal lead's tough one, and when the other team gets going and everybody, I'm sure they knew we hadn't played very well in the first, that we had to be able to get better than that.